anything from sailfish, dorados, snook, amberjack, kingfish, sandies, skates. It's just been absolutely wild down here. The fishing has been really good.
It's been dorado for days. And not just the dorado, there's also been tuna and there's been some bus-sized scooter.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, hello anglers, hello 2025, hello to another year of non-stop fishing action on the KZN coastline. It's the Angler News SA, we are back, guys. It's been a well-deserved one-week break, but I tell you what, we are here and we are eager to bring you more news, more feeding zones, more bending rods, more screaming reels, and definitely a lot more hot pumping adrenaline action. Our reporters are back and they've been having their ears on the ground, the fingers on the pulse to keep you informed with exactly what's been going on since our, you know, summer break, put it that way. And guys, I can tell you, it has been absolutely epic. So much to talk about. We're going to get into it. I can't wait to get into it. I know you want to get into it because you missed your fishing news, right? And that's what we're here for. We are here to deliver KZN's latest fishing news. And before we get into it, guys, once again, another year with the King Fisher. They are here to sponsor our show. They are here to back up the fishing news and, you know what, support us anglers. So let's get into it. Let's pay tribute to our sponsors for the fourth year in a row, the King Fisher.
The King Fisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the King Fisher. 4 years in a row, we couldn't have been here without you and your support. So thank you very much. Now let's get into the question of the day. Where are the fish? Well, let's kick it off with the most action over this. Well, I wouldn't even just say this past festive period. It's been going on since prior sardine run 2024, right? The South Coast. It has been absolutely epic. It has been mind-blowing. Adam is going to tell us all about it.
Hope everybody is doing well, and everybody, I hope, had an awesome New Year's and a Merry Christmas. And yes, 2025 is going to be an awesome year for all of us ahead. I know this, I feel it in my bones. And if anything's to go by the fishing, it's going to be epic. So we had a really good sort of festive period down here on the lower coast, Vanesh, from anything from sailfish, dorado, snook, amberjack, kingfish, sandies, skates, gray sharks, bronze bream. It's just been absolutely wild down here. The fishing has been really good. And that sort of purple patch, as we always talk about down the lower coast, is still around, Vanesh. I would say the last maybe 2 or 3 days, maybe 4, just on a pinch, hasn't been exceptionally great, as we've had obviously a bit of rain and a bit of bad wind down here, quite a bit of seaweed popping up in most of our bay areas. And we've also had water temperatures been fluctuating up and down. However, prior to that, absolutely brilliant. The fishing has just been absolutely awesome down the South Coast. All the holiday makers that were down really caught themselves some awesome fish. The shad were on the bite. The guys targeting bream were getting. Guys going out on the deep sea boats were getting awesome fish. It's just been absolutely epic. So yeah, could not complain about the festive season. And going into summer season, we know that we're moving over into your non-ed periods, particularly with your sandies being your main target species, and also the guys spinning, targeting your kingfish. That's also going to be something that you can look at. Bronze bream have slowed down a bit. However, they are still definitely around. You've just got to kind of try and find cleaner water that hasn't got a lot of seaweed mixing in it, a lot of sand, as quite a few of our rivers, however, not all of them, have burst with these last bit of rain. So there is a bit of brown water mixing around. The only thing we didn't see a lot of over this festive period was garrick and cob, but there were so many other fish to target and so many different species to target that I don't think most people even cared. However, guys, I just want to say, I hope everyone has an awesome new year coming up in this 2025 period. And I know things are going to be great. So everyone, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Adam Lyon, you absolute legend. Thank you so much for that. South Coast has definitely been on fire. They have literally got everything. Adam, I promise you, I think he's mentioned absolutely every species we could have possibly caught. So, you know what? South Coast still going on from last year, guys. It is the place to be. All right, now let's move a little more closer to Durban. Let's head on down from Pennington all the way down to Warner Beach with Ray Thompson.
Welcome to a new year. First week of our new year has been very quiet. Starting down the south coast, Pennington, Sazela area. There have been a couple of brown skates in that area, but they're far, few and far between. Quite a few snook have been sighted by the spear fishermen that have been shooting them and by the ski boaters as well, especially in the Pennington area, guys. So get out there and sharpen those spoons. The snook are around. The water temperature has been very warm down the Pennington, Scott Bay area, 25, 26 degrees. A lot of Dorado out on the paddle skis as well. Rock and surf as far as Scottborough heading north, few grey sharks around, a few sand sharks, and of course, a couple of spinners. Other than that, it has been very quiet as far as the edibles goes, other than the blacktail and stumpies, the couple of pompano down at Greenpoint. Umkamas heading north, again, a couple of stumpies, very few fish in that area. Very quiet. Water too warm as usual. Ilovo all the way through to Warner Beach, Umborgantwini. Again, few duckbill, eagle rays, very few sand sharks around. And that is pretty much what is coming out. A couple of grunter in the Caradine Ilovo area, but quiet, guys. It's been a lovely summer days that we've had all the way up until our rain that we had yesterday. But water temperatures are very warm. Ski boaters are having fun catching Dorado. The paddle skiers off Warners have been having an absolute blast. But guys, rock and surf wise, very quiet. Ray Thompson, Angler News, South Africa.
Thank you, Ray. Guys, this is what I missed most about it. Good, honest reports, right? I mean, you are not going to get the most accurate reports anywhere else apart from Angler News SA. Now, we are going to jump into the freshwater side of KZN. We're going to then go into the North Coast and we are going to leave Durban for the last because apart from the epic news, there is some serious breaking news that happened this afternoon, right? And I'm going to tell you all about it. So let's hear from Jan with what's been going on that freshwater side.
Hey there, guys. First and foremost, Happy New Year. We're in the groove and up and running for New Year. Best wishes and tight lines going forward, but as they say, less wishing and more fishing. That being said, the festive fishing action has been a bit on the slow. The fireworks were clearly saved for Happy New Year celebrations. Water's been warm with daytime temperature of nearly 40 degrees, followed by a couple of heavy bouts of rain, which has had the rivers come barreling down. It's not all doom and gloom, however, as when the weather conditions subside, the fish will be properly back on the prod. Of the local rivers available to the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers, the Bushman's River has been the one to give up its fish, while the Moy and Umgani rivers,
you guys all next week.
Fishing was described as challenging with high and brown water. Most of the fish in the returns were in the 9 to 11 inch or 23 to 28 centimeter brackets. There were some fish in the 17 to 19 inch or 43 to 48 centimeter classes. Prior to the Christmas Day celebrations, the NFFC Stillwaters were firing on all cylinders with some excellent fish reported. Fish were primarily in the 15 to 19 inch or 38 to 48 centimeter class, but there were a submarine or two which pulled the tape up into the 23 to 25 inch or 63 centimeter class. Now that's some fish worthy of spending a day on the water. Word from the water is that black and olive are still pretty much your go-to colors. Water temperatures are now above 20 degrees, so guys, you need to get in early and then call it while the midday heat and then get back on the water late afternoon. Bass are also playing hide and seek with anglers describing the fishing as tough and finicky. Reports are mixed, ranging from a day on the water not getting any action to a single bite and catching one fish for the day. But of course, just to keep things interesting, there are a few anglers in the mix that are getting fish, so as the saying goes, you don't know unless you throw. Word is that live bait is performing better than lure, and water temperatures reported at 26 degrees C for Albert Falls and 23 or 24 degrees centigrade for Midmar. Engaging with some anglers recently on the Midmar slip, they were finding fish early on and then late afternoon, so guys are launching between 4 and 5 and fishing the last couple of hours of light of the day. There's been no word from the carp, bream or barbel anglers, and after a good few weeks of non-stop action, Sterkfontein Dam also went on the slow between Christmas and New Year's, with guide Mark Yelland reporting, Sturkies has not been easy of late. But if you're not there, you won't be catching, Same applies. Some guys have got fish from spending the time. So guys, that's a wrap for the start of the new year. This is Jan Karabal from Kingfisher Pienaar Maritzburg reporting for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. I love the way you started it off. Less wishing and more fishing. Now, this wasn't the greatest freshwater reports, but guys, it's bound to get better. You know this, right? I mean, there has been some fish and there has been some bass at the other dams, and they were quite huge as well. You're going to see this on all of the socials. The bass were on the bite. Now, let's get into the North Coast, where it is as expected. Yes, it was an absolute steamer, not just with the weather, but with that non-ed action. So on the Rocket South side, I spoke to Savika, Zinkwazi, Blightdale, Tugela. All those areas were abundant with non-eds. And the main species has been those sand sharks, right? As we moved up to Matikulu, well, I had my friend Vino fishing out there, and also reiterated those reports was Savika telling us that there has been a lot of shad and those big ones. Vino's got a couple over 3 kilos. So great fishing out there if you are looking for that edible fishing. And there's also been a bit of cob out there. And if you're looking for that non-eds on that area, well, there has been a couple honeycombs that is coming out. Now, staying on the North Coast and moving onto the offshore side, well, guys, it's been Dorado for days. And not just the Dorado, there's also been tuna and there's been some bass-sized scooter. I'm talking some real monsters coming out. And if you are targeting that bullfish, well, that is definitely the area to be. Quite a few sailies on the bite and a couple of marlin coming out of the far up north. I'm talking that Sodwana Bay area. Now, let's get into Durban. I'm going to tell you about that breaking news at the end of the show. Before I get there, here is Mike V and Brad Krobler.
Yeah, the last couple of days have been really good. The guys have been getting giant sandies, some big honeys. There's been some lovely diamonds, some grays, good couple of black fins hooked and lost. There has been some excellent fishing in our beaches, including the edible fishing for the guys who have been traveling up and down the coast. They've been getting some lovely cob, the odd bronze bream, some rock cod. But most of the oaks have been out chasing all the inedibles. So that's been the majority of the reports that have been coming in. The flat seas, calm conditions, cooler water, and the bite has been on. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, the guys have been getting some lovely snook, cooter, tunny. The oaks pulling lures have been doing well. There's been one or two marlin hooked and lost, hooked and landed. A couple of sailies here and there up and down the coastline as well. Oaks fishing in the bottoms have been getting their normal catches of slingers, rock cod. So yeah, even the ski boats are doing very well. In the bay, there's been some lovely kingies caught. The kingies have started. I've heard of some big eyes up to 2.5-3 kilos. One or two nice GTs in the bay, up to 6-7 kilos, the guys have been telling me. So yeah, the bay has been operating with the kingies. Good couple springing around still. They haven't moved off yet. I think once the bay cleans up after all this rain, it could be even better. Couple snappers there, couple small cob, grunters are still biting. So yeah, there has been fish all over, guys. Go out, have a few throws and have some fun. Tight lines, have a good one.
Good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. First of all, guys, everyone out there, happy new year and compliments for the season, and may it be a good one. The fishing report for the Durban ski boat area. Guys, here, the game fish and pelagics have been quite prolific, with lots of Dorado, some sailfish, and a couple of marlin coming out over the last 2 weeks. On the shallower side, with some really good cooter coming out as well, and plenty of snook off the Blue Lagoon area. So guys, on the bottom fishing side, bottom fishing has also been pretty good, with some really good slinger soldiers, Englishmen, rock cods, and some half cob popping up in amongst them all around the game. So guys, this is Brad for Angling News South Africa, Cyclones, and speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a way to end the show, right? I mean, that is an amazing array of catches that has come out, and that's been going on from the start of December right through until now, right? And it's a great way to kick off the year. There are fish about. You just got to find the right areas. Now, for that news that I was talking about, one of the areas you are not going to find this fish is Blue Lagoon. The entire Umgeni estuary, it is prohibited to fish. As of the 8th of January, guys, it is official. We cannot fish over there until all investigations are done with those high levels of E. coli and pollution. Now, the news that has come through from Etiquette Municipality, they called me up, they said, please spread this news that they are doing heavy investigations on the sewage problem that we have over there, and that was caused through vandalism from what we hear. They are going to try and resolve this as fast as they can. It's just, we're going to have to stay in touch with the media, right? Follow our social media pages, listen to East Coast Radio, video, any of your social media platforms, we will have the news as to when we can go and fish there again. But for now, those levels are highly toxic, highly dangerous. Stay away. All right, so I hate to end it on some bad news. However, the good news is there's fish everywhere else. So you can fish other parts of Durban until we hear of any other danger levels. And you can always head down the south coast. Adam has fish in his area. The fresh water is going to be picking up and the north coast is absolutely cooking. So it's a great way to kick off the year with the fishing. Certain areas, yes, we have to travel out of Durban if you are in that area. But you know what? With our reporters, we will find the fish. There will be fish around and we will be back next week. So until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.